რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერში ახალი აბების გამოშვება. საერთაშორისო კოალიციამ სირიაში ნავთობის ობიექტებზე მიიტანა იერიში. ბელგრადში გაიმართა მსვლელობა ჰომოსექსუალთა უფლებების დაცვის მოწოდებით. იუწყებიან, რომ ქაბულის დიპლომატიურ უბანში აფეთქება მოხდა. შეერთებული შტატების ხელმძღვანელობით მოქმედი კოალიციის საბრძოლო თვითმფრინავებმა სირიაში კვლავ მიიტანეს იერიში ნავთობის ობიექტებზე, რომლებიც ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტებს აქვთ ხელში ჩაგდებული და თავიანთი ორგანიზაციის დასაფინანსებლად იყენებენ. საერთაშორისო კოალიციის რეიდებმა გაანადგურა სამი სახელდახელო დაგებული ნავთობგადამამუშავებელი საწარმო ქალაქ ტალ-აბიათთან, რომელიც თურქეთის საზღვართან ახლოს მდებარეობს. ამ ცნობას ავრცელებს ბრიტანეთში განთავსებული ორგანიზაცია სირიის ადამიანის უფლებების ობსერვატორია. 27 სექტემბერს კოალიციის სამიზნე იყო ობიექტები, რომლებიც თურქეთ ის საზღვართან ასევე ახლოს მდებარე ძირითადად ქურთებით დასახლებულ ქალაქ აინ ალ-არაბთან განთავსებული. ამ ქალაქს, რომელსაც ქურთულად ქობანე ქვია, ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტები უკვე კვირაზე მეტია უწევენ, რამაც სულ მცირე 160 000 ადამიანი აიძულა თურქეთში გადასულიყო ტოლვილის სტატუსით. ბელგრადში ჰომოსექსუალთა უფლებების ასობით აქტივისტმა მიიღო მონაწილეობა 4 წლის განმავლობაში პირველად ჩატარებულ შესაბამის მსვლელობაში. გავრცელებულ ცნობებში აქციის მონაწილეთა რაოდენობა 1000-დან 1500-მდე მერყეობს. აქციის გამართვას წინ უძღოდა მუქარები ულტრამემარჯვენე ჯგუფების მხრიდან, ამიტომ უსაფრთხოების დასაცავად მთელი დედაქალაქის მასშტაბით ქუჩებში გაყვანილია ათასობით სპეცრაზმელი პოლიციის დანაყოფები, დაჯავშნული მანქანები და წყლის ჭავლის გასაშვები მოწყობილობები. ბოლო 3 წლის განმავლობაში ასეთი მსვლელობის ჩატარება აკრძალული იყო, რადგან 2010 წელს ულტრანაციონალისტები დაესხნენ თავს აქტივისტებს და შეხლა შემოხლა ჰქონდათ პოლიციასთან, რის შედეგადაც 150 ადამიანი დაშავდა. წლევანდელ მსვლელობაზე ბელგრადის ცენტრში შეუშვეს მხოლოდ აკრედიტებული ჟურნალისტები, ორგანიზატორები და მონაწილეები, რომლებსაც ხელზე საგანგებო სამაჯური ეკეთათ. გავრცელებული ცნობებით, ქაბულის დიპლომატიურ უბანში აფეთქდა სამხედრო მანქანაზე დამონტაჟებული ბომბი. ერთი დღით ადრე ახალი პრეზიდენტის ინაუგურაციის ცერემონიამდე, შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს პრესმდივნის ნაჯიბ დანიშის განცხადებით, ბომბი 28 სექტემბერს დილით აფეთქდა პრეზიდენტის სასახლესთან ახლოს, ზამბაქის მოედანზე. დანიშის ცნობით, დაშავდა მხოლოდ მანქანის მძღოლი მსხვერპლი არ არის. ქაბულში გაძლიერებულია უსაფრთხოების ზომები. 29 სექტემბერს დანიშნულია პრეზიდენტად აშრაფ ღანის ინაუგურაციის ცერემონია. ღანი ამ პოსტზე ჰამიდ კარზაის შეცვლის ცერემონია ზემიწოული არიან საერთაშორისო ლიდერები და მოღვაწეები. ალიბანი მუდმივად ცდილობს იერიშების განხორციელებას ამგვარი ღონისძიებების ჩაშლის და არასტაბილური ატმოსფეროს შექმნის მიზნით. ჰონგ-კონგის პოლიცია ცრემლმდენი გაზის რამდენიმე ჯერით მიიტანა იერიში ცენტრალურ ქუჩაზე, რომელიც დემოკრატიზაციის მოწოდებით გამოსულ ათასობით დემონსტრანტს ჰქონდა ბლოკირებული. საპოლიციო მოქმედებას რამდენიმე საათით უსწრებდა წინ ჰონგ-კონგის ადმინისტრაციის ლიდერის ლიან შენინის მხრიდან მოსახლეობისადმი გამოთქმული მოწოდება არ მიეღოთ მონაწილეობა მისი თქმით უკანონო საპროტესტო აქციებში. დემოკრატიზაციის მოთხოვნით მასობრივი დემონსტრაციები სტუდენტებმა 26 სექტემბერს დაიწყეს. ისინი ითხოვენ ლიან შენინთან შეხვედრა საარჩევნო საკითხების ხელვის მიზნით. ადმინისტრაციის ლიდერმა განაცხადა, რომ მთავრობა მალე დაიწყებს კონსულტაციების ახალ რაუნდს საარჩევნო რეფორმის თაობაზე, თუმცა ვადები არ დაუკონკრეტებია. დემონსტრანტები აპროტესტებენ პეკინის ბოლოდროინდელ გადაწყვეტილებას საარჩევნო რეფორმის შეზღუდვის თაობაზე. საქმე ეხება ქალაქის ლიდერის ასარჩევ პირველ არჩევნებს, რომელიც 2017 წელს უნდა გაიმართოს. რუსეთმა ამერიკის კინოაკადემიის პრემია ოსკარზე საუკეთესო უცხოელოვანი ფილმის კატეგორიაში წარადგინა ანდრეი ზვიაგინცევის ფილმი ლევიათანი. ეს ცნობა გამოაცხადა რეჟისორმა პაველ ჩუხრაიმ რუსეთის ოსკარის კომიტეტის სხდომის დასრულების შემდეგ. ზვიაგინცევის ფილმმა კანის კინოფესტივალზე საუკეთესო სცენარისთვის მოიპოვა პრემია. მიუნხენის კინოფესტივალზე კი მას როგორც საუკეთესო უცხოურ ფილმს ერგო ჯილდო. ასეთ ფონზე უცენზურო ლექსიკის გამო ლევიათანი არ უჩვენებიათ მოსკოვის საერთაშორისო კინოფესტივალის გახსნაზე. ამავე მიზეზით კითხვის ნიშნის ქვეშ იყო ლევიათანის გატანა რუსეთის კინოთეატრებში. კულტურის მინისტრი ვლადიმირ მედინსკი უარს აცხადებდა სურათისთვის გაქირავების ნებართვის მინიჭებაზე და ამბობდა, რომ ზვიაგინცევის ფილმი არ იზარალებს, თუკი იქიდან გინებას ამოჭრიან. ივლისში ლევიათანმა მაინც მოიპოვა კინოთეატრებში ჩვენების უფლება. სურათის პროდიუსერი აცხადებდა, რომ გინებას ფილმში ხმოვანი სიგნალი გადაფარავს. რუსეთში პირველი ივლისიდან შევიდა ძალაში კანონი, რომელიც კრძალავს არანორმატიული ლექსიკის გამოყენებას მასობრივი ინფორმაციის საშუალებებში, ხელოვნების ნიმუში საჯაროდ ტელევიზიის შესრულებისას, თეატრებში, კინოში, კონცერტებზე და გამოფენებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცოტა ჩვენს ვებსაიტზე გაეცნობით radiotavisupleba.ge.
In Indonesian we say, Variasi terbaik dunia, VOA Music Mix. Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
Yeah. Starting up another edition of Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart, your host. 2 hours of great acoustic music. And this time, Cat Edmondson, Shovels and Rope, a huge look back for Bruce Coburn, and our in-studio guest, Nikki Lane.
And I was like telling my boyfriend, like, I like yelled at him. He's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, when it is good, you're like, what on earth is there to talk about?
Nikki left South Carolina as a teenager and headed west, but it wasn't music that got her moving. It was a drive to enter the world of high fashion. After some time in L.A., she went to New York City. Still no music, but a relationship gone bad got her writing songs, and music took hold. In 2011, she made an independent debut with an album called Walk of Shame, and this year, she followed that up with another album of highly charged songs and busted romance called All or Nothing. Oh, and the fashion thing is still in the picture. In fact, it was at her vintage store where she met the producer for All or Nothing, Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. To tell the tale, Nikki Lane and her band will join us as our in-studio guests. First up, though, it's Blitz and Trapper, who turn up on the new tribute to Born in the USA, that iconic album from Bruce Springsteen that just turned 30 this summer. Here's their version of Working on the Highway on Acoustic Cafe.
But Friday night's clean night, guys, friends shall work. Yeah, we be talking about the weekend, yeah, scrubbing off the dirt. So I'm heading home to the family, so I'm looking to get hurt. So I'm going down to the store wearing trouble on their shirts. Well, I worked for the county on all I found. All day long, I hold a red flag and watch the traffic pass me by. In my head, I keep a picture of my pretty little miss. Someday, miss, I'm gonna lead a better life than this. Yeah, working on the highway, laying down the blacktop, working on the highway. All day long, I don't stop, working on the highway. Passing through the bedrock, working on the highway, working on the highway. She was standing with her brother's back up against the wall. Sometimes we go walking down the Union tracks. One day I look straight at her and she looks straight back. So I'm walking on the highway, laying down the blacktop, walking on the highway. All day long I don't stop, walking on the highway, blasting through the bedrock, working on the highway, working on the highway. Put it all away. I went to see your daddy, but we didn't have much to see. Son, can't you see that she's just a little girl? She don't know nothing about the cruel, cruel world. We lit out down to Florida, we got along all right. One day a bus came and got her, and it took me in a black and white, yes. Said he made on that day. And the judge got mad and he put me straight away. So now I wake up every morning to the world's bell clang. Me and the warden go swinging on the Charlotte County road game. Working on the highway, laying down the blacktop. Working on the highway, all day long I don't stop. Working on the highway, blasting through the bedrock. Working on the highway, working on the highway.
Each one is a setting. voices escape, singing sad, sad songs, tuned to gold, strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Don't cry, you can rely on me, honey, you can come by anytime you want. Stars, each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tunes of gold strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices cry, skyscrapers are scraping together your voice. It's smoking last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Sad, sad songs, tuned to gold, strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Voices cry, skyscrapers are scraping together your voice. It's smoking last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
That's Norah Jones on lead vocals, joined by Sasha Dobson and Catherine Popper, the three of them together. This year released an album called No Fools, No Fun, under the band name Puss in Boots. Right there, it's a cover of Wilco's song called Jesus, Etc. from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, originally. And we started out with another cover, Working on the Highway, and that is Blitz and Trapper's version of a song from Born in the USA, Dead Man's Town, a tribute to Born in the USA, is just out, featuring all kinds of roots and Americana artists covering Bruce Springsteen songs from that one album. Well, last week we were down in Nashville for Americana Fest, and we will play you back what we did down there with Joe Henry and Leanne Womack here in the weeks ahead. In 2013, the big honorees at the award ceremony was the band Shovels and Rope. Now, Carrie Ann Hurst and Michael Trent, they actually started doing the music before they started doing the marriage. And you can read all about them in the current issue of American Songwriter on newsstands now. The September-October issue has a picture of Shovels and Rope, Carrie Ann and Michael, on the front cover. This is a song from their brand new release, which is called Swimming Time, the follow-up to 2012's Oh, Be Joyful. Marianne and One-Eyed Dan on Acoustic Cafe.
At the circus, Dan was a writer for the Delaware Local Observer. Just 21 and just 2 months out of the service, missing half an eyelid, so he had to wear a patch. Mary Ann introduced herself to Dan. She said,
do you like the menu or do you need me to read it to you?
Halfway angry, half turned on, half confused,
flower, passing it on to his bad eye. She said,
come on, let's get married. I think we might get along.
She said, so long to my former life, to a selfish life. So long, so long to a bitter life, to a troubled life. So couldn't dance, he never slept. He had nightmares every night of rain and fire on those bloody beaches. Just in the dewdrop from the flower and he wept. Marianne, you are a melody. I think I wrote a song.
And it
goes like,
so long.
Sixth album. She is not working with her husband and producer Bo Ramsey this time around. Instead, what she did is go to April Bass Studio in Wisconsin. That is the studio that is owned by Justin Vernon. Bon Iver. He is the guy who produced the new album called Paradise Outlaw from Pieta Brown. Now, if she's not singing with Justin Vernon on that particular track called Do You Know, instead she is singing with one of the many guests on the record. That was Amos Lee singing with Pieta Brown on her new album. So let's turn to the other side of that coin and let's play a track from Amos Lee recorded live in our studios last year. The song is called Chill in the Air on Acoustic Cafe.
Well, the morning came like a freight train, bearing down on me from 1,000 miles of rail. Well, it came and gone, kept rolling on, laying up all night with my tear-stained sheet as my bed. Yeah, I don't wanna see you again. As you laid on me so peacefully while we slept. Well, the morning came with the pouring rain, and I felt just as empty as a pill. With the heavy days and your crown confessed, feel right that it's me to spend the nights in jail. Yeah, I don't wanna see you again. I don't wanna feel your breath as you laid on me so peacefully while we slept. I don't want the keys to our door. I don't live there anymore. And I'll do my best just to forget the dreams we've dreamt. If you feel chill in the air, it's my spirit hanging somewhere. And if you ever get scared, the evening's come and I'm all alone. Can't tell if silence is my foe or my friend. Well, I'm holding on, but I ain't too strong. Gotta get some rest before that train comes back round bend. I don't want the keys to our door. I don't live there anymore. And I'll do my best just to forget the dreams we dream. The dreams we dream.
The song originally turned up on his 2013 release called Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song. That is Amos Lee with Chill in the Air, recorded live here at Acoustic Cafe back in late 2013. And ahead, Counting Crows with a new acoustic take on one of their new songs, and our in-studio guests, Nikki Lane and her band.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
I wish you wouldn't go. I got the arms to reach you. I am a scarecrow.
weeks ago, our in-studio guests were Counting Crows, who have just released their first album in 6 years called Somewhere Under Wonderland. As Adam Duritz mentioned, this time he brought in the whole band to help sift and sort through ideas, including the idea for the song you're hearing now called Scarecrow.
Scarecrow. I'm like working on the verse, and I said to Dan, I wish I'd come up with a chorus for this song. He's like, well, what about the one you wrote? What are you talking about? He's like, well, when we were here last month, you wrote the chorus for the song. I thought you wrote the chorus for the song. He's very good about habitually recording everything. Anything you do, he's like, wait, let me just record that. So then he goes to his phone, he searches through his voice memos for Ron, he goes, wait, listen to this.
A team effort. And here's the version they did for us on Acoustic Cafe.
Mayor steers clear of the men from space. Back alley kid with an American face. Wants the one, he brings a case. Carry them on through. Did you know what I know about the bedroom boys and the cover Russians and the pink Rolls Royce? They bang the drum, she sets the beat to carry Miss America out of New Street. She sings Snowman, Scarecrow, John Doe, Buffalo. I wish you wouldn't go, but I got the arm to reach you. I am Scarecrow. Out of love in the snowbound days, riding subway in a valley. I need the white, she gets the blue, that carries us on through. All these American boys at the park and shop, selling memories for a dollar a pop. I'm in the ancient spaceman race fan, corners of market on American taste. There's spaceman, scarecrow, peep show, freak show. She wouldn't go, but I got the arms to reach you. I am the scarecrow. Oh, I guess you ought to know, I got the hands to teach you. I am the scarecrow. The records we play, spy versus spy, Scarecrow and I, out across the darkness where the bomber jets fly, singing Spaceman, Smoke Show, Scarecrow, Geronimo. Wish you wouldn't go, I got the arms to reach you, I am Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, the original version is on the album called Somewhere Under Wonderland, which is new from Counting Crows. They did that version on a recent appearance on Acoustic Cafe. Of course, you can hear that now in our archives at our new website, which is acafe.com. Most of the time, musicians are pursuing a lifelong dream. Many start out as children, taking lessons on piano, violin, guitar, vocal. Some start in high school, forming bands or working ideas out themselves, slaving over GarageBand or Pro Tools. Sometimes music comes later, and usually then it comes from left field. Nikki Lane left South Carolina as a teenager and headed west, but it wasn't music that got her moving. It was a drive to enter the world of high fashion. After some time in Los Angeles, she went to New York City. Still, there was no music happening, but a relationship gone bad got her writing songs, and the music took hold. She began to contact more experienced players to help her play her songs, and in 2011, she made an independent debut with an album called Walk of Shame. This year, she followed that up with another album of highly charged songs about busted romance called All or Nothing. By the way, that fashion thing is still in the picture. Nikki has a pop-up thrift store called High Class Hillbilly, where, in fact, she met her producer for All or Nothing, Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. To tell the tale and play some of these new songs, Nikki Lane and her band join us as our in-studio guests.
Probably about the day that I decided I was making a new record, I also separated with my husband, who the first record was written about. And like the reason that I play music, I guess. Not that I wouldn't have, but just like the person that had pissed me off enough to get there. So it just opened a whole new thing where I was back on the dating scene and obviously like trying to poker face a broken heart and then also nursing that and then also being very upset and still trying to get even in songs. But in the same token, trying not to write all the songs about heartbreak, trying to find some other topics.
Well, yeah, but within that, I mean, there's all these empowering topics, too.
Yeah, and that's for two reasons. One, because that's how I was raised. But two, because that makes a better music video. And when I'm thinking about the song, I'm like, man, I could cry, you know, in a room, or I could run over a car. Like, let's gear it towards that. Like, you know, like heartbreak song versus...
The first album, first full-length album. So this really was, as you said, I mean, this is sort of the impetus to get you to start writing. So it was therapy. It was sort of self-therapy.
Still is, I guess. There's actually three records, and I need to put the first one out, but it's the record that I made to get the record deal for Walk of Shame. It's developed each time, but it was all, like, as soon as I wrote that, I got a record deal. So the second one was my job. And then the third one is like, I want to keep this job.
To the new album from our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Nikki Lane.
This wasn't the chosen path anyway. Like, when you left Greenville, that wasn't the idea,
yeah,
right?
But you know, but like, just like you were telling me that your son just went off to college, I hope he plays jazz trumpet, but if he becomes something else, it will be in those like four, like, what do I do with my life now years, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I went straight from like dropping out of high school to moving to California. So there was no, like, the life path, it didn't even occur to me that I could be on a stage. I just wanted to like kiss boys on a stage. So I was going to be an A&R rep because I thought that's what that meant. And then I got there and I was like, no, I can be a fashion designer and I can also kiss boys on the stage. Like, you know what I mean? And then I was like, wait, I could be on the stage? Okay, I'll try that one. It's way better.
So. All right, so that took you to Los Angeles, and then New York, then heartbreak, then songs.
And now hopefully some songs about something other than heartbreak, for real.
We'll talk
Maybe
about that.
Maybe being in love.
All right, now you mentioned fashion, and you also opened a pop-up store.
Yeah.
Is that right?
High-class hillbilly.
Explain to people who don't know what a pop-up store is.
Well, at first it was just, I just had a booth at the flea market, and it's really taken a lot of shapes. We were in a larger building that like hosted shows for a little while, and then we were a pop-up store by definition, which was we were actually like a two-horse trailer, like a two-horse stall trailer. And we pulled that around, and it was like cedar-lined shelves and boots and about as much stuff as you could get into an 8x10 space without just being insanely overwhelming. And I made more money on that than I did sales of records or anything, you know, for the first couple years after quitting my job and deciding I was going to play music for a living, in quotations, and for not a living. But it keeps going, but like right now, like it's teeny. Right now it's in somebody else's pop-up shop, Moda Moda, and then this fall we're opening another portion of their store. I'm not there.
I was going to say, how do you do this with...
Now it's like a labor of love, and it's a way to... If I find things that are from the 30s, 40s, 50s in antique stores, which I would need to stop at all of them so that I can find something, I want to bring them home, you know, and bring them back to Nashville and kind of share the story. It's fun to me to find things, and I think people enjoy buying them. So
anybody who's seen you live, this cool vintage fashion is very much a part of what they see when they come to see you.
I just prefer it. So now everything I have is that age, you know what I mean? Except for underwear, which I should just keep normal and new, but, you know, but it just is all, I collect that, so.
Any day or night time, it's always the right time. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. It's 2 a.m., you're sitting at the bar, wondering if you should make it your last call. Don't call me, oh, don't make my phone ring, 'cause you know what I say, honey, it's always the right time to go. Shelby Motor riding
always the right time to do the wrong thing. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. If you're looking for a good time, you and me will get on just fine. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. Any day or night time, it's always the right time. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. If you're looking for a good time, you and me will get on just fine. It's always the right time.
Our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Nikki Lane, along with her band being Ben Istone on drums, Alec Munez on electric guitar, and Eric Whitman playing the bass. And we'll have more from Nikki in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Find us anytime online at A-Cafe Radio is our Twitter, and our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook you can reach through our regular website, which is acafe.com, and it's our brand new and improved regular website, A-C-A-F-E. You can do all the things you could do on the old site, but it looks better and there are some added features and it's cooler. Anyway, ACAFE if you would like to connect with us at our website online anytime. Coming up, it's Nikki Lane again, actually, duetting with one of today's top songwriters, plus an IAMA winner from last year and the legend, Tom Jones, live here.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Every fall, we team with the International Acoustic Music Awards to let you know about their forthcoming competition. They're accepting entries through the end of October. You can find out more about them, should you choose, at inacoustic.com. Inacoustic.com. However, we also get a chance to look at the previous year's winners. Last year was the 10th annual International Acoustic Music Awards, and the overall grand prize winner was a guy named Kelly James. He is out of Los Angeles, and he is sort of the next wave. If you were fans of Joshua Radin and OAR and Sarah Bareilles and John Mayer, this is the next group. Kelly James and the song that won the first prize, the overall grand prize for Best Male Artist, Wonderful Place on Acoustic Cafe.
I could live in a concrete jungle on the corner begging for some change. Being nothing but an old speed bump on the pavement of a digital age. And just as long as you were by my side, well, I know I would be okay. I'm going to find that a concrete jungle with you is a wonderful place. With you is a wonderful place. I could drive down the 5 in a stolen ride down to Mexico. No money, no map, no plan, no clue where I'm gonna go. And just as long as you're by my side, well, I know I would be okay. I'm gonna find that a hideaway town with you is a wonderful place. With you is a wonderful place, yeah. It doesn't matter where I'm going, what I'm doing, as long as I'm with you. Even if the sky is storming, tears are falling, as long as I'm with you. It doesn't matter where I'm going or what I'm doing, as long as I'm with you, yeah. I'll be alright, I'll be alright, I'll be alright, I'll be alright.
away one day in an ocean lost at sea. Just a boy with a sail and a dream and no one looking for me. And just as long as you're by my side, well, I know I would be okay. I've come to find that a little old boat with you is a wonderful place. With you is a wonderful place, yeah. It doesn't matter where I'm going, what I'm doing, as long as I'm with you. Even if the sky is storming, tears are pouring, as long as I'm with you. It doesn't matter where I'm going or what I'm doing, as long as I'm with you. Yeah, I'll be alright. I'll be alright. I'll be alright. I'll be alright. With you. It doesn't matter where I'm going, what I'm doing, as long as I'm with you. And even if the sky is storming and the tears are falling, as long as I'm with you. It doesn't matter where I'm going or what I'm doing, yeah. As long as I'm with you, I'll be alright.
Spoke with Kat Evanson, fall of 2012. She was just getting out of Texas, had an independent release or two, and was moving to New York. Well, a couple of years have made a huge change. She has a new album, which is coming out next week. It's called The Big Picture. It is on a major label. It is produced by a major producer, being Mitchell Froom. And we just heard the song called All the Way, new from Kat Evanson, who will be a guest on the show here in the weeks ahead. And then we also heard music from Kelly James. He was the overall grand prize Prize winner in last year's International Acoustic Music Awards. If you are an aspiring musician and you're interested in finding out more about them, they are accepting entries for the next competition, the 11th annual, through the month of October, inacoustic.com for more information. So Nikki Lane is our in-studio guest this week. She's just starting to gain attention in the wider world, but she's already gained the attention of one Butch Walker, a songwriter, a producer. He once was in a band called Marvelous Three. That was back in the 1990s. Recently, though, he has been a producer for some of the top names in the recording industry, including people like Katy Perry, Fall Out Boy, Keith Urban, and it goes on. Here, he is duetting with Nikki Lane on a song that they released on Record Store Day this year called The Battle Versus the War. On Acoustic Cafe.
In a million lines, draw the same time. Who will I give it all back? Fade it to black and watch it die. No, you never see it coming. You just wave a goodbye, then it's gone. Sing us down the river, we'll pick up and carry on. Even though we never really knew what for. Took a good long look at failure, till I couldn't anymore. I won the battle, but we lost the war.
Of life taken at night with you blurred out. Funny somehow I see you clear now and hear the sounds of the trains at the station where I first picked you up. I let you down. Pick up and carry on, even though we never really knew what for. Took a good long look at failure, till we couldn't anymore. I won the battle, but we lost the war.
Out in the cold, and I taught myself to believe every story I told. It was fun hanging on to the moon, heading into the sun. But it's been too long, now I wanna come home. I came so close to the edge of defeat. Made my way in the shade, keep it out of the heat. It was fun shooting out of the stars, heading into the sun. But it's been too long, now I wanna come home. Where there's nothing but sweet surrender to the memories from afar. To the place where the truth lies waiting. We remember who we are.
days out in the cold. And I've taught myself to believe every story I told. It was fun hanging on to the moon, heading into the sun. But it's been too long. Now I wanna come home. The place where the truth lies waiting. We remember who we are. For too long, I was out in the cold. And I taught myself to believe every story I told. It was fun hanging on to the moon, heading into the sun, yeah. But it's been too long. Now I wanna come home. It's been too long. I wanna come home. It's been too long. I wanna come home.
The great Sir Tom Jones on Acoustic Cafe. And we actually recorded that in Philadelphia in a little tiny restaurant in off hours. Right there, Sir Tom Jones doing Sir Paul McCartney's I Wanna Come Home for Acoustic Cafe. Next hour on the show, it's Ryan Adams and Mike Doty, Frazee Ford minus the Memphis, Bruce Coburn looking back over 50 years, and more with our in-studio guest, Nikki Lane.